Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Let's talk now about the Bosley starts, Chloe. It's interesting because like there's a lot of good and then there's a lot of average in the game from him as well, like very up and down.
Yeah.
He sees a lot of the ball, doesn't do tons with it. Maybe wastes a big opportunity as well. This doesn't look like the same Szoboszlai start of the season, I think it's fair to say.
No, it's not. And it's quite frustrating because clearly there's an unbelievable footballer there. However, we're not getting the best out of him. For the first 15, 20, even 25 minutes, he was hiding for me. He was, and I've got to be honest. There was times where Endo or Quonset has the ball on that right-hand side and you just want him to go and float into the space to give him an option. Instead, he drops deep in the middle of four United players who are just sat back and you're like, lads, you're not making yourself available. However, the more Liverpool got into the game, the more Szoboszlai was brilliant. There was so much space for him to run into and he was very good at that. He was very good at carrying the ball into that space. But the problem was, when we get in and around the area, there's no killer instinct, there's not a decent pass, which you'd assume he'd be able to do, and the players in front of him didn't help him out because sometimes the runs weren't brilliant, but also there was it was just very wasteful, and that is the word I'd have to use with him. He misses a 1v1 where Onana makes a brilliant save, and that's only about 3 minutes into the game. He then has that one where Robbo passes it across the box and he has to get it on target. It's that simple. Instead, he misses it by 10 yards wide. He has to do better. And in the second half, there's just so many chances, even after they scored the equaliser, where Szoboszlai was just in acres of space running 5-on-2 and he just can't find the pass. He can't find that moment to really help us. And it's not helping him at the fact that McAllister's being unbelievable when he plays on the other side. And it's also not helping him that Harvey Elliott, when he comes on, is just being the better footballer. And it's that simple. I think he's really good in moments, but there's just no killer instinct on those chances where you're on the break, and that is where I need him to really kill the
game. It's interesting because I think we're all a little bit underwhelmed with him, Leah, a little bit today, but then he created four chances. No one else created more chances than him. He goes off and then they score. Yeah. Effectively as well, like, you know, I wonder if did Liverpool lack his energy or like a little bit of confusion there. Like, I feel like a lot of people have gone really harsh on him, but like, if the lads in front of him could score a goal, that he put four chances.
Do we know there's four chances?
Off
that's
top of
what I'd like to.
Well, he plays four key passes. It says his expected assist should be like one, so he's done okay. A bit.
Yeah.
He plays the ball through, for example, for Nunes, when Nunes kind of doesn't get out of his feet in time.
Yeah.
Like, it's strange, because I agree, I don't think he had a particularly great game, but then you look at the stats and he'll sit there and go, well, the lads in front of me could have put some of these chances that I made away.
Yeah.
I could be sat here with an attack of assists.
Yeah, I think, you know, we'll probably come on to this in a minute, the issues in the game with the front three, and I think that's be all and end all, but you know, I'd love to know the moment in the season where it's just he dropped to the bottom of the list of quality midfielders. Not bottom of the list, but, you know, those three that started today, he started the season phenomenally. And I think maybe it's Endo getting better and finding his feet there, and McAllister then moving forward and then pushes Szoboszlai in a very less influential position. We don't see him as much. So, you know, I think that's maybe where the shift has been. So he's just been a lot less, you know, noticeable, because you're saying that we notice everything bad that he did. Pretty much, because, you know, he had those chances and it's just kind of gone under the radar. It's just, yeah, okay, it's someone passing the ball in. Maybe, I mean, I don't remember any of those chances he made, to be fair, but I just remembered everything bad he did. And like you said, he was hiding behind every United player, every chance that he could have had to pass the ball is slightly off. He just doesn't find those passes and that's what sticks in the head, especially when you don't win the games, you don't get the results. That still sticks in your head is what you did wrong and what you didn't do enough of.
Absolutely, we have to give him a number.
Six, but see, I don't think he was bad. This is the problem.
No, I'd go
I thought
0.5
the more Liverpool
something.
gained control of the game. He was really good. It's just when you are in those moments and you're 4v2 or 5v2, where we were, where he had loads of space, you've got to find the killer pass. And I know you've said he created four chances there, but in those moments, I don't remember him finding that killer pass. And also, I'm so sorry, but I'm judging it on the fact that Harvey Elliott came on and improved us.
Well, I'm going to do something different. That's what I'm going to do next. We have to give Szoboszlai a rating. Six?
Yeah, six. He wasn't perfect. Six, yeah.
Usually I would now go move on to fun three, but I'm going to talk about Harvey Elliott here because there's a definite conversation now who should be in the team. Chloe Ravenhead, Cody Elliott then. Elliott maybe he comes on, wins the pen, looks amazing. Like, there's a lot of, again, I was on social media before and we shouldn't always judge everything on social media, but like, the clamour is now, if you've got a choice of the two of them, in theory it should always be Szoboszlai, but that's actually now at the moment, Harvey Elliott comes on and makes an immediate impact for Liverpool again, like he often does. So let's talk Elliott next, because I think it'd be nice to compare the two. What do you think Harvey did differently that Dom didn't?
The triangles. He was always available for the pass. It's that simple. He always found the space. His triangles with Gomez down that right hand side was really good. His passing into Mo, because Mo then goes more central, if you'd like. Gomez and Harvey Elliott are doing the overlap, and the triangles just fit down that right hand side. His switches a playback post, the ball to Robbo where Diaz has the chance, he wins the penalty because he's done a 1-2 and ran off and found himself in space. He's enticed Wan-Bissaka to make that challenge. It was the fact that when we were in tight areas and under pressure with their fans, Harvey Elliott was the one who was calm, composed, asked for the ball, switched it and got us out, and we went again. I just thought the balance was there a little bit better.
It was interesting because
available for the pass, it's that simple.
He was the flip side is like Liverpool changed formation and they can't, you know, it was a 4-4-2 at this point, and maybe that helped Elliott get a bit more space, but it just felt like, again, I'm not going to put words in anyone's mouth, it felt like his decision making was better, Elliott. Like, I don't know if it's because he's seen the game or he's playing against tired defenders. There's a million reasons. This isn't having a go at Szoboszlai, but it's more a praise of Elliott. So like, actually, I think my personal point of view is if I was picking a team based on form, Elliott should be in and above Szoboszlai this moment in time.
Not a shadow of a doubt. You saw it in midweek as well. He comes on, makes a difference. Szoboszlai's off the pitch then. And it's you're talking about those triangles. Yeah, the switches of play, they're spot on. The amount of times we all went, oh no, that's not the pass, and then went, oh, that's worked. Actually, carry on.
Yeah.
And because Salah's in a better position, the amount of chances we got as soon as Elliott came on the pitch, it feels like a double. The amount of times we actually got that much closer, obviously they're not finished because we'd be having a very different conversation, but you know, we just felt that much closer again.
And he wins the pen, obviously,
but once again, it's back down to the fact that like that right hand side, just the overlap and runs, it just feels, when Crystal Palace did this with Gomez, I'm pretty sure, down that right hand side, and Harvey Elliott and Mo Salah, sorry, and it's the fact that he just somehow finds himself in loads of space.
He's really intelligent.
He realises and identifies the gaps and goes and puts himself in there, and then he does these triangles, his weight of pass down the right hand side to Joe Gomez, or is running behind. It felt like, you know, where we couldn't get Salah one-on-one v Wan-Bissaka, Harvey Elliott was getting one-on-one v Wan-Bissaka when he came on. I was very, very impressed by him once again. And I think the reason Szoboszlai played the most games is because of his height and B, his pressing. And to get into a Jürgen Klopp team, you need to have the press spot on. And Szoboszlai does have that. But I think if you're going on form right now, Harvey Elliott comes on and has impact on every single game. He's always available. He runs himself into the ground for you. And he's actually really technically boss at football. It was another impressive performance from him. And also, it's that last minute where he finds him in the space to have the shot. And it's on his weak foot and it goes straight to Onana. But if that gets a knock, a deflection or anything, like, he's in the right areas. He's there. And look, I think Szoboszlai is brilliant. And I think he'll get back to form. He's just had a rough couple of, you know, months. But it doesn't help him at the fact that Harvey Elliott's playing out of his skin right now.
Let's give Harvey a rating.
8.
I'd agree 8.
I said 8 and then remembered I gave McAllister an 8, but yeah,
he won the penalty. Liverpool get back in this could have been a loss.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Confidence starts with loving who you are. And when your skin feels nourished and glows on the outside, you naturally radiate confidence from the inside. Give your skin a glow-up with Osea's clinically proven Mega Moisture Duo. This ultra-hydrating body care features two of Osea's best sellers, Undaria Algae Body Oil and Undaria Collagen Body Lotion. These seaweed-powered heroes use skincare-level ingredients normally reserved for your face for results you can see and confidence you can feel. Osea has been making clean, clinically proven seaweed-infused face and body care products for over 28 years. This luxurious skincare is vegan, cruelty-free, and climate-neutral certified, so you never have to choose between your values and your best skin. Glow from the inside out. Get 10% off your first order with code GLOW at OseaMalibu.com. That's OseaMalibu.com, code GLOW.